You referred to your mentors, and I know over the years I've learned how mentors have played a huge role in your life. So if you were to look back, Kelly, and think of those big influences, people who've been your role models or mentors, can you think of a few, couple of names, two, three names there, and what kind of an impact have they had on you? How have you benefited them, and how have you even sought their guidance and support to their journey?
My very first mentor was the director of development at Northwestern University, where I went to college, the late Alan Proudfoot. And I was a sponge learning each day, and he was so inspired, I think, by my desire to learn that he took me under his wing. And so it was mentoring by experience, meaning going to meetings with him, participating in discussions, and learning as we went. He was really my first example of a true mentor, where he pushed me out of my comfort zone and allowed me to learn and experience things I would have never learned. And in fact, through that, I fell in love with the art of fundraising and spent, my early career in the not-for-profit sector in the arts, which was where my passion and my love was. Another mentor was Bob Griffith at Navigant. He always had his eye on me, number one. He always expected me to succeed, even when I didn't believe in myself, like moving to Washington. Bob was just such a gift in the way he approached our relationship, because it was mentoring without you knowing it was mentoring, meaning it was his style and his way to ask the right questions, but to then leave it back to me to think through it and to understand what direction I wanted to go. He wasn't making the decisions for me. He was creating an environment for me to be open-minded. And it was Bob, in fact, who that move, moving to Washington, leading military and government, being part of the acquisition and integration team, and really being responsible for the integration of the two largest providers of travel to the US military and government, was an extraordinary experience. If Bob hadn't mentored me and prepared me for that, I wouldn't have been successful. I would also say that my dear friend and still mentor today, Hubert Joly, played such a critical role in my leadership and in my development, and specifically when I was considering moving to Singapore. At a big Carlson meeting, Hubert asked me to stand up and told the audience of 500 people that I was like a turtle. Now, Gita, you know me. You would think to yourself, she's anything but a turtle. You think this implies slow moving. Oh my goodness, sometimes I'm moving faster than I can even keep up with. What he meant, as he explained what he meant, was that the turtle only makes progress when it sticks its neck out. And that I was willing in my career, each step of the way, to stick my neck out, to take a chance. And that notion of being uncomfortable was actually my comfortable place. And he is really the one who helped me realize that. And that wasn't actually a hindrance, being afraid or uncomfortable, but that it actually was my superpower, because I would go into every situation with an open heart and an open mind. And Hubert still today always says to me each time we talk, "What can I do for you, Kelly? How can I help you? What do you need?" He is still such an extraordinary friend and mentor to me still, all of these years later. And so I would say that each one of them approached mentoring differently, but they were the right mentors at the right time in my journey. And now today, I feel very fortunate that the chairs of both of the boards I'm serving on are serving in a sort of unique mentoring way, as I've come back into board governance and being a non-executive director. And things are very different today in the world of non-executive directors than they were many years ago. And, regulations and laws are very different in different countries and jurisdictions. These men have both been, and in fact, they are both men, have been wonderful mentors to me in my learning and getting back into this new part of my career. So, And then I would be remiss if I didn't call out the last, or hopefully not my last mentor, but one that made such an impact on me. And that was Marilyn Carlson Nelson. You know, Marilyn was the chairwoman of the Carlson family and the board for many, many years when Navigant was acquired. I met and I was running government. And I'll never forget Marilyn introducing herself to me and saying how thrilled she was that I was going to continue leading the newly combined military and government business because usually there were too many suits in the room. And how excited she was that there would be a woman leading what had been dominated by male leaders for a very, very long time, and that she would support me and do anything that she could to support me in my own growth and development. And she absolutely did. And one of the gifts that Marilyn taught me was that it didn't matter where you were or how you were interacting, you were always the most important person in her world at that moment. She gave you 100% focus. And I think that in mentoring relationships, it's so critical to really know that your mentor has your back and that your mentor, again, isn't there to make your decisions for you, but that they are a confidant and someone that you can talk about any challenge, any issue, any development with, and that they're going to probably ask you a bunch of questions to help you make the right and best decision for you. And that was absolutely Marilyn for me at a time where it was quite uncertain. When Carlson was acquiring Navigant, I didn't know whether I would have a role in the newly combined organization. And to have her reinforcement and her confidence in me, in turn, gave me confidence. And so I just think that this is the greatest gift that women can give each other. But every mentor doesn't have to be a woman, and every mentor doesn't have to be just like you. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage all of us to continue to seek out mentors who are going to add value and with their experiences and their perspectives.
Yeah, wonderful. And the way you started out was very clear. That was an eagerness to learn. Shadowing somebody and you know, it's your enthusiasm and openness to learning. And then all through your journey, even at the senior level that you've been, you are keeping yourself open to learning more. And I think it's a bit of an attraction wherein leaders find people who are willing to learn and keep them under their wings, right? It works that way. So you conduct yourself with that earnestness, honesty, bringing your competence to the table. So you make yourself almost an attractive mentee as you go along. And so that's wonderful to know.